Now, we come to something quite interesting here. In verse 12, we're told, "And to the Reubenites and to the Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh spake Joshua, saying." Now, here are the two tribes, Reuben and Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. Now, you'll recall that they had come to Moses, and they asked for land on the east side of the Jordan River. In other words, they were not to cross over. And they actually were asking for land on the wrong side of the Jordan River. Their possessions are on the wrong side. Now, a lot of believers are just like that today. We haven't got to the crossing of the Jordan yet. When we get to that, we're going to see a great spiritual truth. The crossing of the Jordan River is not our crossing in death into heaven. That's not it at all. When I stood on the banks of the Jordan River and I thought of that song, "On Jordan's stormy banks, I stand and cast a wistful eye." You know, I had to laugh. How utterly ridiculous that song really is. May I say to you, that's a mighty little stream where I was down at Jericho. It was a mighty little thing. Several of the group wanted to be baptized there. And I said, "No, not me. I think you could catch every disease under the sun being baptized in that dirty water that is there." And somebody's going to say, "My, you're, sir, being irreverent about that holy, sacred Jordan River." Well, friends, you can take a look at it for yourself, and there's nothing very attractive about it. Now, what does it speak of? It speaks of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. And you and I possess our spiritual possessions through the death and burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ. "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is at the right hand of God." Now, that's what the writer, Paul, said to the Colossians. And I believe that that's the thing that believers need to do today, is to seek those things which are above. Now, you get that by crossing the Jordan River. Now, here are 2.5 tribes. They didn't cross over. And there are a great many Christians today that are living the Christian life, not knowing that they've been buried with him in his death and burial and resurrection. They do not reckon on it, and they do not yield themselves to him. And then they wonder what's wrong with their Christian life. Well, this is what's wrong with it, my friend. This is a rich section, you see. And Joshua says, "Remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, The Lord your God hath given you rest and hath given you this land. Your wives and your little ones, your cattle, shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side Jordan. But ye shall pass before your brethren armed, all the mighty men of valor, and help them." In other words, the army of the 2.5 tribes did have to cross over. They did have to enter in. Because you can't fight the Lord's battles, friends, without his victory. That is the thing. You have to put on the whole armor of God, you see. And that armor of God is Christ. That armor is his work of redemption for us. And that's the only way you're going to be able to fight. That's the great message that is there. But we're going to see that again. But when we get to the book of Judges, you're going to find out they made a big mistake in staying on the wrong side of the Jordan River. And you remember when Christ crossed the Sea of Galilee and he came to the country, the Gadarenes? What were they doing? They were in the pig business. You know, they started off on the wrong side of Jordan. A lot of Christians today in the pig business, and they ought to enter into the rest he's provided in his death and resurrection. That's in the book of Joshua here, by the way.